I bumped my head.
I love it. That's where the music cut out so suddenly because
yes, it was
Kelsey
a record
lost
scratch.
Consciousness. Yeah.
I bet. Confidants, confident bottoms, welcome to another episode of Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything.
What?
The timing was so off, delayed.
Oh, really?
But here's the thing. What a perfect intro to tell our confidants that for the first time ever, ever of all time in the history books, get them out, write it down. Zachary and I are doing our podcast from different locations.
Yeah, I'm on set in Bulgaria and Kelsey is in the third circle of hell.
Also known as a girl's trip. But don't be alarmed. Everything else is going to go off flawlessly. No notes about audio or visual. This is going to be just an absolutely classic, perfect episode, right?
And I'll just let you know now, you're unable to rate and review the pod during this episode's release. That's been frozen. So even if there is an issue, don't worry about it.
Don't Google it.
Yeah, don't Google it. You can't really tell us that we're bad.
And would you be have it known that there is no soundboard for this episode? So you're getting a break from your third circle of hell, Zachary.
I mean, that soundboard, I want you to bring it to my funeral. And I want to communicate with you through it. Because I'm sure my ghost will also be fucking up all in that soundboard.
I mean, the idea of me, I mean, it's the future. There's AI, there's robots where they're flying. But I just have this soundboard that like flies next to me at all times in case you decide to boop through. I wear headphones. Like, people are trying to talk
dick.
To me.
When
yeah. And I'm like,
yeah. Dick.
My best
dick.
Friend's trying to contact me from the future. And people are like, she's gone. She's finally done it. She's gone absolutely off her rails.
Yeah.
Speaking of going off the rails. This episode could not be more titled at a better time because do you hear me? Do you see me? Do you hear and see me?
I do both. I have audio and visual of you and you're just congested, right?
But look at the bags under my eyes.
See, I don't see you like that. I don't see bags. I just see my angel friend.
That's like, I don't see color. I don't see ugly.
Bags. I don't see bad.
I don't see ugly. I look like I've been through it because y'all, your girl's on a girl's trip right now. I am in Aspen, Colorado on a girl's ski weekend with three hot, smart, fucking fun, cute, talented friends that I met at breakup boot camp last year. And we were like so kikied up that we were like, let's go on an actual trip. And let me tell you, I'm having a fucking blasty blast. And this is coming 1 week directly after a bachelorette trip.
Yeah, I was going to say two.
Tulum. But let me tell you, the bachelorette trip to Tulum, who was a friend of the pod, friend of my life, Laura DIY, shout out to our girl. She's getting married so soon. It was very chill. It was almost like a spa weekend in Tulum, like a fun. It was not ratchet turn up. Lauren texted me and actually asked. She didn't ask. She like kind of had a serious sit down with me and was like, do not bring drugs on this trip and do not ask a stripper to come. I'm serious. It'll make other girls feel uncomfortable and it's not that kind of trip.
Okay, you're the bad influence. You're bringing cigarettes home that you stole from your aunt. You are making the girls try their first drink of alcohol. You are getting everyone in trouble. Wow.
Here's the funny part to that. I didn't bring drugs to Tulum. I did bring drugs to this trip, and a girl did try a certain drug last night for the first time. Of us.
Oh, did she live? Is she alive, Kelsey?
Here's the thing. She had a fucking blast. She had a blast.
Is this like a Molly situation?
It's a substance, and I'm not going to say it. Shut up, Zach. Don't.
Shrooms.
I hate it when you do this. I hate it when you do this.
I'm just worried that you're back on meth. Like, I don't want... I don't want this to spiral. I don't want you to try to buy the mountain or like rearrange trees up there.
First of all, Aspen would have the best meth if I was into meth.
It would. I do agree with that.
Have you ever been to this ridiculous city?
You know what? I think I was there for one night. I think it was for a comedy thing.
Oh my God. Because like I've never been. And it is, New York thinks they're rich. LA thinks they're rich. Abu Dhabi thinks they're rich. Bitch, Aspen?
It's like all
rich. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's like they call you poor as you walk down the street.
Yes.
They throw snowballs at you. They're like, get out of our town. You're not wearing Louis. You're not wearing Montclair.
Everyone's kind of like the shop girls in Pretty Woman. We're like, we don't have anything for you. It's very expensive.
Zachary, the way that that happened to us yesterday. No,
they're
bitch,
like,
because
there's a McDonald's on the outskirts of town that you'd be more comfortable in.
They're like, you look like Chipotle girls. Bitch, the way we went skiing, okay, oh my God. I had to teach two of the four girls how to ski yesterday.
No.
So we're exhausted. We're sweating. Our makeup is gone. Our hair is cuckoo. We're in these insane neon jumpsuit ski suits. Like we look like we on meth. I fucking hate you. I don't do meth for the record in case this ever gets taken out of context when I'm running for president.
Those puffy eyes say different.
Shut up. This is the altitude. So we look insane. And we're like, let's go to the St. Regis Hotel. To après ski in their famous courtyard experience. Bitch, if you go online, it looks like a bunch of rich, like, fucking trust fund kids spraying, like, champagne around. And I was like, yeah, let's go. That sounds fun. We get there. We walk up to the hostess of the like fancy, the fun part of the hotel, and we're in, mind you, the outfits that we're in are full ski gear, like we don't look normal, and we're like, hey, so what's this part like, can we look around? And she's like,
no,
does the up and down, and she's like, we're only doing tickets and reservations. And I was like, oh, we're not like eating. We just want to look because we might like, you know, want to come tomorrow or something. And she's like, and she's like looking at her friend, and like the bouncer's like, yeah, they can look in the restaurant. And she like shoots him a look like,
no,
they're
scare
poor.
People.
Yes. And so I was like, oh yeah, we're going to pop our heads in and come out. So we pop our heads in around the corner. We come out and she like ignores us. And I'm like, oh bitch, I'm about to make a meal out of this. So I like stop at the hostess stand and like put my elbow up, and I'm like, so that looks really cool. And she, by the way, she's hot in a way that's ugly, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, so that looks really cool. So what's the deal with that? And she's like, it's the Jade Bar. And I was like, okay, what? Like everything's in there green, like making her explain it to me. And she's finally like, it's $200 per person to get in. So, and I was like,
I'll take two tickets for me. She'll take two tickets.
And I was just like, oh, ew. So what's outside? And she's like, tomorrow it's, and she like calls it by its name. Like it's the Snow Lodge. And I was like, well, what's the Snow Lodge? And she's like, it's like a big event. She's like avoiding telling me what it is. And I'm like,
sure.
Okay, so party, like drinks, like do we need a table? She's like, oh, and she's like shaking her head and like looking at the list. Like, oh, it's like it's $400 per person to the tables and stuff. And I was like, oh, is it like music? And she's like, yeah, it's like a DJ thing. And I was like, oh, I used to date a lot of those. And she's like, okay. And then literally my other two friends are like, fuck this. And they turn around and walk away and like go sit on the couch. And then my other friend, who's like the sweet one of the group, like stayed behind and was trying to be nice and stuff. And I was like, she's like, why don't you just go to the link on our website for more info? And I was like, oh yeah, I'll go to Instagram. I'll shoot you guys a DM. I'll for sure shoot you guys a DM.
And you'll rue the day.
And I literally like went to their Instagram DM and I was like, hello, we're in town. Because like, of course, I have a blue check mark. So I know I can like be read. Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, hello, we're in town. We stopped by today and talked to the hostess. And they're like, welcome. How can we help you? And I said, nothing. Your hostess is a cunt.
You didn't. You didn't.
Yeah, and they haven't replied and they haven't seen it yet. So I'm waiting for their morning social media person to get in and be like, what happened? You know,
oh,
I'm just trying to make my statement in Aspen known. Because okay, you know what, my friend, she made such a good point. She was like, that girl's job should be to be like, four fun girls. Yeah, you guys should come by. Like, it's this much. But like, don't worry, I'll make sure you guys get a good time and a good table. Like, that should be a hostess job in Aspen. Not the LA, like, I'm not going to tell you, so it makes you want to come in more.
I can't believe that even works in Aspen for whatever reason. It feels like a place where money would be kind of just like, yeah, and it's $400. Like, she doesn't even mention the money because it's like, you can afford it because you're here.
Because you're at the St. Regis. Anyway, we left. We then spent the rest of the night bar hopping to 5 or 6 bars and had the absolute best time of all times.
So this was much more bachelorette party vibes.
That's what I was going to say, is it was so much more bachelorette party vibes. People are making out. Everyone's bi or gay. Like, this is a fun group. And I loved my bachelorette party last weekend, but it was very chill. Everyone's engaged. It was in bed by 11:30, which I love. I needed that, you know?
Yes.
But this is like ratchet girls weekend.
Especially in like Mexico, because you could have gone to jail in Mexico.
I would have, you know?
Like, not so much in Aspen. Well, maybe you'll find a way, but
I wonder if there's
like
a jail here.
There's like American lawyers that could like help. But in Mexico, you'd be like, you know, broke down palace.
I feel like in Aspen, they would like put you in a chair in the corner and be like, you need to sit here and give us your phone and think about what you've done. Like, that's their version of jail.
Yeah, for sure. Or they maybe like, God, they probably like, okay, they would feed you something like Chipotle thinking it was like excruciatingly bad. And I just like, yum, 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 yum.
I'm like, give it to me more. Have you been on as a gay man, I feel like bachelor parties for gay men must be so different from straight bachelor parties, but have you been on both?
I don't think I've been to either.
What?
No, I don't like, no, I've never been heavily involved in a gay's wedding. And I don't know
why that sounds so funny.
Honestly, the most exposure I've gotten to bachelor and bachelorette parties is going to places like Nashville for work and being like absolutely disgusted by everything I see. Your heterosexual celebration of getting married is nauseating to me personally.
And don't you think in West Hollywood, like at the Abbey, the most famous gay bar in the world, it's every weekend is a bachelorette party and the gays are always like, get out of our space.
Yeah, it's very interesting because we, of course, love women. We actually love women more than other gay men. But
yes, that's true.
And we, I think, would embrace bachelorette parties, except oftentimes girls enter our space and treat it as kind of like the mudroom, like of... You know, like they
let
just
me
like,
take my shoes off.
Yeah, they just kind of like stand, like get on. They're in the way. They're loud. They're just like, you know,
they make you hold their coat.
They're very you in Aspen. Do you know what I mean? Like Aspen is gay, and you are bachelorette party.
Okay, to be fair, that was a very accurate metaphor. I wasn't sure where you were going. It felt homophobic of me, but it felt like by erasure, but I loved it because it's so accurate. Like, I feel like the dirty, twangy, like...
Yeah, we're like, hi, you know? But, like, and then it's like a 4'2" girl who can't walk in heels knocking my drink over. I'm like, bitch.
Get out of here. But here's the balance, right? And this is the same, it goes for the same metaphor you just made about me being an Aspen. You guys need straight girls in your bars because we have a riotous time. It's the balance of not getting sloppy.
Yes.
But like we're making everyone get on tables and we're like showing our tits and we think it's so funny.
And this is what I think. We do love a female presence. Like
yes.
be it drag queens or biological women or whatever. Or whatever you call yourselves. Yeah, we love it. It's just like, and that's just, you're saying it, that's the balance of life. It's like, yeah, come in and make the space fun, but don't be annoying. Like,
don't bring your meth.
Yes. You just got to know, you just got to toe the line a little bit. But I think it's because we really can't do that to y'all. I don't think gay guys could all come in, like a group of gay guys come into a straight bar and be like the most annoying thing.
Dare I say the version of that for me as a woman is getting glam done. I get like four very gay, catty, obsessed with themselves, beautiful men barking at me for like an hour and a half, and I'm strapped to a chair so I can't do anything, and it's like one's poking me in the eye and then another one's pulling my hair and they're yelling at each other because they each fucked the same guy. Like, that's my version of that.
Are they good at what they do?
Fair enough. They
are. I just want to know. I just maybe they're not, but
no,
like,
they are always.
If they were like clumsily like, oh, girl, you need to get your tits in a blah, 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 and they don't really know anything about tits or something, that would – but I do agree that you were in some way molested in that situation.
And we're demonetized. I love that you've never been to a bachelor or bachelorette party, though, because that just surprises the shit out of me, but is so on track for you because you don't fucking like anyone. Like, you're not trying to go out. You want everyone away from you. I feel like if even a close friend invited you to one, you'd be like, oh, I have a show that weekend in Indiana or something, just to like lie to get out of it.
Oh, okay.
My bachelorette party is the only one you're ever coming to, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I love that you painted me out to be an absolute hermit crab of a person just now.
I mean,
I'm this is the thing, like, okay, like, yes, I love hanging out with myself and I love like a controlled environment, I guess, but like if it's a good, like, yes, I'll go to your wedding or weddings or whatever polycule you make a commitment like thing to,
our commitment ceremony under a full moon in the desert.
Yeah, but like, yeah, to be fair, like last night I had the option of going to like this big kind of like show, this like queer show downtown LA, or go to Bob's house and just watch Drag Race with three other friends. Yeah. And I went hard.
There's no question.
Don't want to drive downtown. Don't want to be around. Don't want to be pushed and shoved by people. Yeah, so maybe you're right. Maybe I am angry and mean.
But that's okay. Hold on. That is not what I said. That was a little bit of projection jumping out on from your soul. But
I guess I hear like bah humbug when I describe –
my God. Au contraire, quite the opposite. I'm hearing adult – love your routine, comfy in their own skin, don't need to be on a bar showing your tits kind of guy.
Facts, honey.
Before we go into how fun and all the chaos we have about bachelor and bachelorette parties, I have a Dating No Filter update from my sister.
Great.
It's very exciting. We've been following her maybe approaching a human being. This is the saga that continues.
Who is not a user of narcotics to our knowledge.
Correct. To our knowledge. And here's the thing I like about this saga. It made me realize last night that you and I are not normal. Like, we will approach someone. We don't give a shit. We'll be like, hey, I like your shirt. You want to make out? That is probably not 99% of our listeners way of doing things. I do this podcast to try and encourage people to be more like that, but I think my sister I think my sister brings a real American take of what flirtydom and like crushes feels like. Okay. So it's a slow burn, but here's the update. As we know, my sister has a gym crush. She was far enough away to see he didn't have a wedding ring on. She maybe had seen him at a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Turned out it wasn't him. She goes back to the gym. Mm-hmm. She sees him. She gets into the gym and she's like, oh my God, he's at the squat racks. How funny. I need to do my squat racks. So she goes, walks over to the squat racks, and the one directly next to him is open. You'd think me and you were going to the one directly next to him. Yeah. My sister, gorgeous God lover, Megan Dara, goes like two down from him. And I'm like, you fucking idiot. You dumb but she bitch. Thinks that's she thinks that's exciting. She's she like, I'm that's too. The move. She thinks that's a move. So she's doing a squat and she's like, he is lifting like a Hemsworth. Like he is like lifting. And she's like, that's my in. So she like goes over, like, you know, she's walking around pretending like she's got to go get a towel or some shit. And she like goes over and she's like, excuse me. And this is what I love. This is a universally worked line. You go, this is going to be a weird question, which immediately gets my attention. Yep. Like if someone comes up to me and is like, what? A weird question? Go on.
Yeah.
Any regular folk is going to be like leaning in. Yeah. And she goes, do you do CrossFit by chance? And he's like, oh, no, I don't. But I get asked that all the time. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm just watching the way you're doing your RDLs and your HGPs and your ding dong bangs and your barbell boobs. I just thought you did. Bangs. Yeah, that was a little ad-libbing by me. But I thought maybe you did that. And he was like, oh, no, I do my own program. You know, I came up with my own thing and, you know, da da blah, blah, blah. And she was like,
is what I'm hearing.
I'm hearing entrepreneur. Yes. Okay. And she goes, oh, okay. My name's Megan, by the way. And then he says his.
I'm proud of you. That's all big it step. Takes. That's just
all it takes. She's in now.
Even on dating.
She's
apps,
in his brain.
Like with Grindr, it'll be like, if there's like a lull, I introduce myself. I'm like, oh, I'm Zach, by the way. And it really just like, it gets the balls rolling.
It makes
in my
it
hands.
Real.
Yes.
Like those fucking stress balls.
Stress balls, yeah.
He says his name back, which I'm not going to lie, I absolutely don't remember, but she told me he kind of looks like a hotter version of John Cena. So from this day forth, we shall be calling him John Cena, like the wrestler. Sure. So he's like, oh, hi, John.
John Cena, who's been an actor now for like 15 years, is John Cena the wrestler to you?
Zachary.
What?
No, this is the intersection of this is your gay showing. That man, that's like trying to say The Rock is, I mean, okay, The Rock is the only one who's transitioned from wrestler to actor. He's the only one. John Cena has not transferred from wrestler to actor, and I will die on that hill.
You are so out of your depth. I'm basically hostess in Aspen right now, and you cannot sit at our table. John Cena has been in so many movies. I cannot. You see, you don't even know because you're not a movie person.
First of all, I literally host a movies podcast, so fuck you.
This is why I want you to pose. I want you to ask Garrick and Zach too.
Oh, okay.
If they consider John Cena more of a wrestler or an actor today,
I'm gonna. Do you guys, when referring to John Cena, do you assume actor or wrestler? Need this info now, ASAP.
It's 8:34 in Los Angeles, California. I don't picture either of them are like morning girls.
Garrick is up. They're both up talking about Dune theories, and that's where I just mute the.
Are you not
the cast.
A Dune boom?
No, I saw it. I loved it. I saw on your calendar you're going to see it today.
Have I shared all of my calendar with you?
I just discovered this last night.
Wait, that's unhinged and I hate it.
I love it. You can have all of mine.
It's kind of, I don't want it. It's kind of good though because you can like learn time zones and like figure out.
Oh my God, drag me.
When I'm.
Zach's bringing our dirty laundry out into the open. Let's just do it. I'm an idiot. I don't know how time. Oh, wow. They both responded already. Oh, Zach said actor, but I guess now I'm hearing his wrestler intro in my head. Okay.
but actor.
That's
is the
both.
Answer.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think Garrick's gonna go wrestler. He's just we're same wavelength. Okay, I think we should throw it to a break and come back, and let's talk about the fun that is bachelor parties.
Okay.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know, I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. Confidants, sober girlies, are you looking to cut back or cut out alcohol this year? Come on, join me and Zach on our sober journeys. Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. We've recreated the cocktails you know and love, like a lime margarita and a grapefruit paloma, so you can enjoy the flavors and feelings of those cocktails without the booze. That's right, zero proof, zero compromise. Listeners can get 15% off the Recess mocktail sampler at TakeARecess.com/Kelsey. Each can is lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients like so many stress balancing adaptogens made with real fruit and only 25 calories or less. It's a guilt-free way to unwind. Whether you're relaxing after work or hanging out with friends, make Recess mocktails your drink between drinks or, like me, your forever mocktail. I am so obsessed with the ginger lime mule and also the grapefruit paloma for spring. It's my favorite go-to weekend drink. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at TakeARecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. Hey, yes, and we're back. Let's do it, Zach. I tasked you with finding the history of bachelor, bachelorette parties. Why do we do them? Why do they exist? Why? Why have they changed into being such a chaotic event, chaos in our lives?
Well, like most things, they're a pagan ritual in which
Shut
the penis
fuck up.
Of the best friend was cut off. And
are you fucking
into,
with me?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay. A bachelor party in the United States and Canada, also known as a stag weekend or stag
or,
party.
Yeah. And hen, or, if it's a girl.
Kelsey, this is my part of the podcast.
I'm sorry. Go.
Or a bucks night in Australia. Is a party held or arranged by the man who is shortly to enter marriage. Traditionally, stag nights involve a black tie banquet hosted by the father of the groom that included a toast in honor of the groom and bride. Since the 1980s, some bachelor parties in the United States have involved vacation to foreign destinations or have featured female companies such as strippers, topless, or topless waitresses. So it used to be kind of like a regal thing.
Fancy. I'm getting like Titanic chandeliers, cigars on boats.
Everyone's drowned by the end. Yes.
Yeah.
But then it turned kind of debaucherous. And what I'm hearing in this research is with the introduction of cocaine, people like absolutely could not go to black tie events anymore. They had to like kill strippers and call it like fun. I mean, it turned into a debaucherous thing, basically. The bachelor party dates back as early as the 5th century BC. The ancient Spartans celebrated the groom's last night as a single man, in which they held a dinner and made toasts on his behalf.
Are you kidding? Oh, you know those Spartans were also fucking the side goddesses.
And each other.
It was not. Oh, for sure. Oh, my God, dude.
I'm pretty positive that Spartans are the ones who thought it was honorable to love or have sex with other Spartans.
Oh,
is where we would hit that button, but.
But it's not here, but I agree. But
it's like that whole, it used to be kind of like, oh, I'm fighting in his honor too. Like, I fight for this man's load, you know?
Oh, daddy, I'm so here for it.
The term bachelor, originally meaning a young knight in training, was first mentioned in the 14th century to refer to an unmarried man. In 1922, the term bachelor party was published in William Chambers' Journal of Literature, Science, and Arts and was described as a jolly old party.
Oh, so it quickly changed. It went from trying to just get a bunch of men in the room to be classy to like they're incapable of doing that. And so now it's riotous.
Yeah, like the 1900s. I don't know what happened. Maybe champagne was invented or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's get drunk. And no, alcohol has been around forever. Okay. In Canada, some choose instead to hold a stag and doe or a hag party or hag do in the UK.
No.
Hag being a combination of the words hen, as Kelsey mentioned earlier, and stag, in which both the bride and groom attend. These events may often provide an opportunity to fundraise for the wedding itself. Did you know that? That like
no.
Stag and hen parties can be used as fundraisers for the wedding?
Shut up. That's so fun.
Yeah. Before its usage as a term for a pre-wedding party, hen party was used in the United States as a general term for an all-female gathering, usually held at one girl's residence. In 1897, the Deseret News noted that a hen party was a time-honored idea that tea and chit-chats, gossip smart hats, constitute the necessary adjuncts to these particular gatherings. So it was like a kind of like a ladies kiki. Who lunch thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Going out for tea.
The practice of giving a party to honor the bride-to-be goes back for centuries. However, certain American bachelorette party customs involving licentiousness among some social groups may have begun during the sexual revolution of the 1960s.
Oh, I really my God. So Women's like History straws. Month. Yes, I literally have a penis straw in my backpack right now.
I know you do. It was uncommon until at least the mid-1980s, and the first book on planning bachelorette parties was published only in 1998. So, like, bachelorette parties as we know them have kind of been since the 60s was the soft launch and the 80s again was like the hard launch.
Which isn't that just like feminism in American history? Like we were like free love, like men finally gave us rights. And then it was like cocaine in the 80s. I think you're right. I think it literally might have been cocaine that did all of this.
I mean, cocaine has been like the
responsible for like the fucking stock bro. Stock markets.
I think about all the plans I made and the things I did while heavily cocained, and you know, while
you were
not
starting
all
businesses.
Good, yes, yes, honey.
Ideas.
I can suck 4 dicks a minute.
Ooh, amazing! They were hard on coke.
Well, I didn't say they were doing coke, but I was.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Nice. Wow, yeah, I love that we did that.
Brief history.
Okay. Fucking, that was actually, I actually did learn something. You say you don't want this to be an educational podcast. I loved that.
I stand by that.
Okay. So I, being a professional bachelorette goer, decided to make my own little list of bachelorette party do's and don'ts.
Oh, I can't
because
wait.
I was scrolling along to the TikTok. So this would be our TikTok taught me section. And I came across some drama where a girl was getting dragged to fucking hell because she made a post about her, like she was like alone in a bathtub, like looking like sorrowsome. And she had recorded it and wrote, like did sad music in the background.
Yeah.
And basically was like, mourn This is literally the language she used. She was like, mourning what should have been my bachelorette party in Paris with my best friends, but none of them could afford it. And now I canceled the trip. And she's like, and then she added in the caption being something like, brides to be have feelings too. Thank you for validating how I feel. And people lost their minds being like, what? Excuse? That's
so gross.
And so then it had me thinking like, oh my God, when did bachelorette parties, and I think it's the rise of social media being the answer, when did bachelorette parties go from being a night out at the bar with your friends, go to a country western, ride a bull, get fucking drunk, throw up, go home, to these elaborate week-long excursions in Paris with 16 fucking itinerary to-dos?
Right. That's going to put everyone in the hole like $2,700 minimum.
Not to mention, you're also going to a bridal shower. If you're in the bridal party, you're paying for dresses and accessories. You're also taking time off. Like, you're buying gifts for the wedding. Like, that's like 5 G's when you add in a destination trip to the pot.
Do you wince a little bit when one of your friends invites you to be a part of this crew?
It depends on the friendship. Like, it's very easy to be like, oh, I'm out of town that weekend, which is true. Like, a lot of times I'm traveling, so it's easy to be like, oh, I'm going out of town. But then for like Lauren's bachelorette, right? Like, she's one of my closest friends. I knew that it would cost a little bit. I could have said no. I very easily could have said no. But like, for me, I was willing to take on the budget of traveling and some like excursion stuff, because I knew she was very generously covering so much of the other things, like meals and different party things and like little treats. She got like us amazing gift bags and things like that. So it was I have to balance it out in my head to be like, what's worth it and what's not. So that's why I created Kelsey's Bachelorette Parties Do and Don'ts. So here are my do's.
Okay.
Do, make a theme. It is great for pictures and your bride will love it. So if you're part of the bachelorette party, check in with your bride, see if she wants to plan things or if she wants you guys to take the reins, and encourage her to do some sort of theme, whether it's a night themed or like if the trip is themed. Like
Citizens of Bikini Bottom.
Where did you come up with that?
I guess when he said theme, I was like, like SpongeBob. And then I was like, well, who would it? I don't know. I think that would be really funny.
So like a tropical getaway bachelorette party and you're all doing different Citizens of Bikini characters. Bottom themes.
Yeah.
You know what? It would make for a great fucking TikTok.
Oh, and it would get pictures. That's what the other thing you said. I was like, it would be cute pictures if there was like Sandy the squirrel and like, you know.
Someone dressed as Squidward, your ugliest friend.
Yes.
Dead. Okay, another do surprise your bride. And I said, to an extent, know your audience, right?
Yes. Like,
we knew Lauren did not want strippers. She would rather die. But we knew she would love to be surprised in some way. Like, she's very much type A, wants to control the whole thing. So we were like, oh, let's get like a couple of fun little funsy things. So like, if you're part of the party, it doesn't have to be expensive. It can be thoughtful. Definitely surprise your bride, because she probably is like freaking out planning for a wedding and like, all the other things.
Like, put some shrooms in her food.
This isn't The Hangover, Zachary.
Yeah.
Don't drug your friends.
Because you're a stick in the mud.
Because I'm a sober stick in the mud.
No one's ever been upset by getting a little shrooms in their stuff. No one.
Okay.
It's physically impossible. Okay. Just a little bit.
Put that on record.
That's an endorsement from the pod.
Okay, great. This is going to be a controversial one. I said, do get wasted. And I think you should be allowed, someone in the group, preferably the bride, but someone in the group should be allowed to puke and or pee on one rogue thing. So whether it's like someone pees outside of a club in a bush.
Yeah.
Zachary.
I don't know. If there's like a dog at the Airbnb, you can throw up on the dog.
Don't throw up on the dog. But like, throw up somewhere funny. Because you're drunk.
Also film it. And start an OnlyFans.
Oh, that was,
called Puke Girls.
That was one of mine, actually, was like, before posting, check with the group. Like, it's one thing to post like a cute, like, we're all at dinner, but it's another thing to like post your friend giving a stripper head and like, you know, without her consent. You have something to say about that?
I have a pitch.
Okay.
Because now I'm fusing in the whole, like, there used to be fundraisers at these things. So what if a bachelorette party of like kind of like pro sex girlies started a weekend OnlyFans and then launched it, and then like it's like a Girls Gone Wild OnlyFans, and they use all the money that comes in for the wedding?
I love that, except I'd want to keep the money for myself. Like, the bride can have her split.
That says more about you, Kelsey.
Yeah, I am that person.
No, I agree with you.
Okay. I said, give your friends some treats, even if it's like your BFF and your maid of honor. Like, if you're the bride, give us some treats.
Gift bag.
Yeah, we need some treats, especially if it's a night out or a destination wedding. We need something to be like, just get this party started, whether it's like neon bracelets or like, just give us something that makes us feel like a little gang. So when we're out, we can be like, oh, there's our cowboy hat group, you know?
Oh, yes.
I did also say, if you can't go to the bachelorette party because of like financials or whatever, you're busy, and it is a good friend that's the bride, I would say tell them you're going to contribute by like surprising your friend with something while she's there. So maybe you like one of her dinners. Yeah, cookie delivery. Get her a massage to the room. Like, I think that's a fun alternative to be like there and included.
That is how I see myself represented in this in this thing you're doing. I would absolutely
send an Uber Eats.
Love to send you pizza at the end of the night.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect.
And be left alone.
Yes, not around people. Okay, now here is my don'ts. So this is if you're the bride. Don't make your friends go too hard. Like, plan this trip with different paces. Like, not all of your friends party the way you do. Some of them are moms, some of them are night, like morning people. Like, I've seen itineraries where it's like, we're going day drinking, then we're immediately going to dinner. You have 16 minutes to shower and get ready for the club, and then we're gonna go to another club. And it's like, bitch, no. If you're gonna plan a fucking trip, schedule downtime and let everybody do what they want to do, kind of thing too.
Yeah. Especially me.
Yes, especially you. Just don't invite him. Don't put your friends in a position of having to hold a giant secret that happens at this bachelorette party. Like, if you're going to fucking cheat on your boyfriend or your fiance, whether you're a bachelorette party member or the bride, out of sight of everybody else. Because I would be so fucking pissed if I had to hold a secret like that for these bitches.
I want to go on record and say I won't hold a secret for anyone.
Oh, you'll stand up at the wedding and say it?
No. That's very different.
Oh.
When asked, I will tell the truth.
You're getting demoted from my friends list, and that's on honesty.
Well, no, I mean, I'll lie to one of your like fuck boys, but like, I assume if the person you're getting married to, I'll be close with as well.
And so if he's they pull you aside and they're like, Zach, I just don't believe Kelsey. Feeling. I have a weird feeling.
Yeah.
You're fucking ratting me out.
So I would probably go to you first and be like, listen.
No, you can't go to me first. You can't go to me first. He pins you in a corner at like a restaurant. Yeah. And he's like, Zach, tell me, did anything happen? And you can't see me. You can't, like, what are you doing in that moment? Are you saying, I don't know, I got to talk to Kelsey first? Because that's a dead giveaway.
I'd be like, first of all, either grab me harder or let me go.
Either fucking kiss me or get out of my way.
No, I mean, you're making it sound like I'm the bad guy, but you're the slut.
You're the bad guy.
You're the lying slut. And so,
yeah, but you're the fucking rat.
I just went.
You're the traitor.
Okay. It's like, this is the thing. It would, I think, be kind of like the beginning of the end of us being super close.
before my fucking wedding, where you're obviously my man of honor.
Yes, and I am just being honest, so your hostility is noted. But it's just like, okay, I would play in my head like, okay, so Kelsey can lie to the person she loves the most about something that would like really change the game. Why won't she'll probably do that?
What if okay, about me? New data in this fake scenario. I tell you, I'm gonna tell them. I will tell them just after the wedding. After the wedding,
totally good. I don't give a fuck about weddings. I like marriage. The marriage part is not really the thing of it to me. It's like if I had to hang out with a guy via you or a girl or a they via you often and like have a genuine relationship with this person,
big secret.
I'd be like, every time I hung out, I'd be like, I guess I would get numb to it eventually.
I'm gonna say it,
but yeah.
I can't hold it in anymore. Okay, well, speaking of insane situations, let's just get through a couple of these written in from you, our confidants, about your craziest bachelor and bachelorette stories. And I am going to read just my favorites since we're almost out of time. Okay. I will be keeping everyone anonymous for obvious reasons. We went to a friend's bachelor party. Local cop buddy hired a stripper. Long story short, got a lap dance from my ex-girlfriend's mom. Didn't realize it was her till later because so out of context, I had never seen her naked in all of her stripper makeup costume glory with wigs on and things. So guy goes to a bachelor party, gets a dance from a stripper, realizes after it's too late that it was his ex-girlfriend's mother who he didn't know was a stripper.
I'm trying to think of what the ages are here, but I guess it could have been like a 20-year-old guy and like a
40-year-old,
yeah, 40-year-old hot girl.
MILF
That's
stripper.
So why? Now I want to know if he like what actually happened with her. Like, do you think he penetrated the mom?
Did you think he told his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, or do you think his best friend Zach outed him to his ex-girlfriend and said, "I can't keep this secret. You got your ex-boyfriend got a stripper."
First of all, it's all in the words.
I'm joking.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But
next story.
Yeah.
Okay. Confirmed. This one, I literally peed my pants. Stripper shows up with face mask dildos, you know, where your mouth would be. So like the stripper would put on a mask and it's got a dildo like where the mouth is, right?
Okay.
We've all seen those in like kinky BDSM porn. It's kind of like a leather mask and it just has like a giant pink dildo out of the mask.
God bless you. We've all seen those in porn.
Yeah, but you all know
that
it.
That's not in my porn.
So gets a guy, gets a couple of us to fuck around with it, you know, like pretend to suck it, okay. Like, oh, we're jerking it off, hee hee hee. Then stripper gets down on the floor and is like, somebody sit on it. So like one of the girls sit on it. So one of our girlfriends at the bachelorette party squats on his face and starts bouncing up and down, right? Like fucking it. Either pretending to fucking fuck it or fucking it. She might have had like her skirt on or something and was just being like, hee 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 hee. Well, she finally got off of him and he's unconscious. Apparently the bouncing and hitting his head on the ground gave him a concussion and we had to call an ambulance and he had to go to the hospital.
That is so funny.
What makes me piss my pants is the imagining the moment of her getting up, the music's still blasting, everyone's like, hey, yes girl, who's next? And they're like, wait, Stacey, turn down the music, turn it off, he's not moving,
get the dildo off,
he's not moving, take the mask off, he can't breathe, he's not like that fucking like write that into the next movie. Just, I don't care. A rogue scene. Just do
That's
it.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, this one made me like, oh, no. So, bachelorette party. Bride gets wasted. Spends a few hours puking outside of the bar into a bucket until we all realize she's not going to stop and looks really ill, like scary. We decided to call an ambulance, and she left in an ambulance, and we all rode back to her house in the limo in complete silence.
What happened to her? Did she die?
I assume she's fine, but again, the moment of them riding back in the limo, like covered in glitter and boa feathers, just like, do you think she's got, what are we going to tell her husband? Zach's in the corner like, I'm calling him right now.
Oh, I already sent a video.
Oh my God. Okay. Last one. This will end on a real, my friends and I went to a particularly dirty strip club for one, but the one guy that was one of our friends was not really into it. He was standing on the sidelines, avoiding the girls. And when one comes up to him asking why he isn't getting any dances, he responds that he just isn't that interested. She says, but I'm so wet for you. And he says, prove it. She reaches down and touches herself and flicks the proof into this guy's face. It proved her point because he needed to go to the bathroom to wash his face off. That night ended without any further craziness, but a few weeks later, this guy has a really bad itching eye, goes to the doctor. Yep, eye herpes. Now, here's my thing. I think this guy wrote in trying to save his buddy's ass a little bit, because I think this guy got a little bit too into it and like let this stripper grind on him and like get her pussy all in his face. Because I'm trying to imagine a world where a little bit of flickety fluid gives you eye herpes. But I bet you she fucking rode this dude's face, and to cover up and like to cover for him, they're all telling his girlfriend, no, dude, he didn't even want it. He was standing in the corner and she just came up to him and flicked some pussy juice on his eye.
Okay, fuck. Because I really didn't, it seems like almost too, like, I don't know, like, it doesn't seem like a made up story for whatever reason.
But you can't make that up.
I don't know, pussy juice is like, is there enough to flick?
Oh, sometimes you could certainly, I'm sure, flick. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna believe women this time. Oh my God. It's my first time believing women. And,
oh my God. Mark it.
And that he did get his face ridden.
Rode
hard and put away wet and itchy.
And now he probably has to take medication for the rest of his life or eye drops. But hey, you know what? That's Bachelor and Bachelorette parties, baby. What a story. That's our episode. Honestly, this went a lot smoother over online, being in two different places than I thought. I had a good time. Did you come?
I'm close. I have a chub.
Okay. Do you have anything to promote?
Yes. May 2nd at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles, California. I'm doing my show, After Hours Live, which Kelsey has been to both so far. She's
and
MVP.
When I tell you, they're only getting better. And I told you this over text, like, quickly because I was running to the airport. But when I say it, like, that show the other night was so fucking funny. Like, me and the athlete are still quoting bits from it. It was funny.
I completely agree. Yeah,
it was a late night show, but it was like I was rejuvenated after it.
That's such a nice review. Thank you.
It's true. So like if you're in LA, I seriously think you guys should come because it made me laugh. My face hurt. And I'm a little pissed about that because you know I have chronic pain. So I would rather you not make me laugh that way.
I'm
but hey.
Pain daddy.
Okay. We have some day passes left and some spots at don'tpanicretreat.com. Y'all need to come. It's going to be a riot. Other than that, all I can say is stay safe. Don't do the things I say to do. Do the things I say to don't. Go have a bachelorette party and go have a girls' weekend. Go to Aspen. I don't give a shit. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Love you.